The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, heading to the Southern Hemisphere now, first of all, New Zealand. No jab, no job. That's the message from New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who's announced that COVID vaccination will be made mandatory for healthcare workers and teachers. Under the new mandate, doctors, pharmacists, community nurses and many other healthcare workers in the country will need to be fully vaccinated by December the 1st. Now, despite a sluggish start to its vaccine rollout, New Zealand has fully vaccinated 58% of its over 12s, while 82% have received a first dose. This is a figure which surpasses Germany and it surpasses the United States. Have a listen now to this report from CNA New Zealand.
Doctors, nurses and other frontline health workers must be fully vaccinated by the start of December. People working in the education sector must have their two doses by the new year. The government says it is not leaving anything to chance as it prepares to live with COVID-19. Infections are on a downward trend. Auckland has registered 35 new cases, down from 60 yesterday. Still, restrictions in the city have been extended for another week.
New Zealand is at one of the trickiest and most challenging moments in the COVID-19 pandemic so far. However, there is a clear path forward over the coming months in which New Zealanders should be able to move to living with fewer restrictions and more freedoms as a result of higher levels of vaccination. But we are not there yet. And over the next few weeks, while we lift those levels of vaccination for everyone, we need to maintain restrictions to stop the virus from spreading both in Auckland and to other parts of the country.
So, New Zealand, vaccination now for teachers and healthcare workers is mandatory. A couple of days ago, Sydney, the Australian city, emerged from a strict lockdown of nearly 4 months. And people queued for pubs and shops that opened at midnight on Monday, specifically for the occasion, as a celebratory atmosphere took over the city. Joining me now from Sydney is Ben Doherty, international affairs correspondent with The Guardian in Australia. Ben, good morning.
Hello there. Good evening. Good morning, Pat. Nice to be with you. I hope you can hear me okay. Apologies.
Perfectly now. That's great. Now, you were outlining to us just how strict the lockdown was, and it sounded pretty severe.
That's right. More than 100 days we were under lockdown. There were only a few essential reasons you could leave home to buy food or to provide care. You were allowed to go out to exercise once a day, but you had to stay within a 5 kilometre radius. And you couldn't meet in groups even outside. So it was a pretty onerous lockdown. And look, I should make mention at this point that Melbourne, Australia's second largest city in the south of the country, remains under lockdown. And they've been under lockdown in total over this pandemic, about 260 days. They're the most locked down city in the world.
So talk to me how they can open up. What have they done so that the pubs can resume?
Yes, indeed. We are now at liberty. I should say that almost since Monday morning when Sydney's restrictions lifted, it's been howling with rain and cold weather and windy weather here. So we haven't been able to really get outside and enjoy it, but we are free in Sydney now to go back to pubs, to go back to restaurants. Gyms are open, shops are open. We can go to the hairdressers again. All of these things have been closed for months. The path out, I suppose, is the way they're describing it in Australia, and it's around vaccination rates. Australia was quite laggard, I suppose. We're very slow in getting started with the vaccination program, but once we've got to sort of 70% of over 16s vaccinated, then some restrictions ease. Once we get to 80%, which we haven't quite reached yet, we will see almost all of the restrictions lifted. So it's a sort of gradual phased reopening, if I can put it that way.
Now, we always think of Australia as an outdoor kind of society, but of course you've described howling rain and wind and so on. So people are going indoors to recreate into the pubs and bars and restaurants. Do you have to show proof of vaccination to enjoy hospitality in Sydney?
You do. This is a very key point, that these freedoms exist for the vaccinated and the vaccinated alone. We have we have the QR codes and the check-ins that you do on your phone, or you can do it manually whenever you go into a venue. But you also have to demonstrate and the owners of these establishments need to check that you are vaccinated on the way. And so we have a little certificate on your phone that you can show that says you've had two doses of a vaccine and you're allowed out, but it's quite strictly enforced, and people who aren't vaccinated, who are choosing not to be vaccinated, and don't have a medical reason why they can't be, are being kept away from these freedoms. And it really is being used, I suppose, as encouragement for people to get out, get their vaccination so they can enjoy these freedoms with other people.
Yeah. So what we call here the vaccine bonus is that you can pretty much enjoy a normality if you're vaccinated, but you're deprived of that normality if you're not.
Precisely right, Pat. And I would stress that we're not quite back to a normality yet. Most people are still working from home. There are limits on how many people can be in a venue. Some of them have a one person per 4 square metre rule and various other restrictions. But it's a phased reopening, and we're in the very first days of that.
Finally, Ben, is there much vaccine hesitancy in Australia, or are people just as anxious to get the jabs as quickly as they can?
Look, there was initially, particularly around, there were some comments from some chief health officers from state governments and some concerns over blood clotting with the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. Those seem to have largely dissipated and there are increasingly high rates of people getting vaccinated. A city like Canberra, which is Australia's capital, a small city, they're expecting to reach a 99% vaccination rate by the end of next month. They've had a huge turnout. So that vaccination bonus that you were talking about, that encouragement for people to go out, seems to have overcome people's hesitancy and people's fears, and the overwhelming majority of people are going out and getting their inoculation.
Very good. The vaccine bonus is the lure for those who might have been hesitant. Ben Doherty, International Affairs Correspondent with The Guardian in Australia, thank you very much for joining us.